We thank you, Lord, for your living word this morning. Lord, we also want to experience this breath of life. In our prayer, we prophesy to the four winds. Breath, come to us this morning. Spirit of God, come. Breathe at us and let us all be alive. Give you our ears. Speak to us. Gain us in you for your kingdom. Lord, let your breath come from the four winds. Work in our midst. Speak your living word to us. Breathe at all the dead bones. Let us all become alive. Thank you. Your spirit makes us alive. Lord, do not give the spirit according to measure. Let us all stand on our feet. Let us be an exceedingly great army. Make us alive by your spirit dwelling in us. Lord, breathe at us this morning. Let us be fully alive. Thank you for the spirit in us. We thank you for this precious time that you make us alive here. We pray, open up Ezekiel 37 for us. Verse 10 again. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Amen. An exceedingly great army. It's wonderful to be here at the Young People's Conference. We are not an exceedingly great army, but a great army. Amen. But we want to see how the Lord gains an exceedingly great army, full of spirit, full of life, next year. Amen. An exceedingly great army. Amen. It's really a privilege to be here. Time full of encouragement. We encourage each one another. Everybody is full of spirit, full of life, and full of the riches of Christ. But how is it when we separate into the different localities, environments, when everyone is in their own environment? School, at work, in university, in Austria, in Greece, in Italy, how is it? And we don't have such a wonderful environment. But we have a wonderful Lord. We have a wonderful Lord. But our environment is as in the first two verses, where it says in verse 1, the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. And he caused me to pass by them all around. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. This is a terrible condition. But if the Lord opens our eyes a bit for this, then we will see the environment we are in is full of dead bones. The whole world and religion is full of dead bones. It's a terrible condition. And the Lord has to touch us that we are not, that we don't care, that we think, oh, they may all be dead, but main thing is I'm alive. The Lord has to touch us. And he also shows the situation is terrible, but he wants to turn the situation. Amen. Amen. Verse 3 it says, and he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Amen. Lord Jesus. We have to see we have a living God. He is life. He even says, I have come to give them life and that they would have it more abundantly. In the Old Testament, it already says, he gives the people a choice between life and death. He says, choose life so you may live. And Ezekiel 18, it says, 18, verse 23, yeah. Amen. Do I have any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, says the Lord God, and not that he should turn from his ways and live? Amen. And not that he should turn from his ways and live. That he would turn and live. Amen. The Lord hates death. He loves life. And he wants to make our environment alive. Amen. He really has a heart for our environment, for our friends and colleagues. He wants to make them all alive. Amen. And it says in Ezekiel 37, verse 4, again he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you, and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. So there's this emphasis here many times that you shall live. The Lord really wants to make these dead, dry bones alive. Amen. And the good thing is, our colleagues or friends may be very dry, but they can still hear. Maybe they're very active for other things, but when it comes to spiritual matters, suddenly they are very dry. The Lord wants to change this. Amen. That's why it says here, amen, you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The Lord is the one who makes everything. He says, I will cause breath to enter into you, Ashelof. I will put sinews on you, bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Amen. Everything is done by the Lord. The Lord gave the burden. The Lord does the implementation, but he needs a man. The angels won't do it. They are not allowed to do it. You need an Ezekiel, amen, who does a minimum of cooperation. Everything is prepared. The Lord does everything. But it needs verse 7. Amen. And I'm glad that it doesn't say here, and I was silent and everything became dead and silent. Remained dead and silent. It should not be like that in our environment, that we remain silent and everything remains dead and silent like always. But here it says, so I prophesied, as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Amen. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. It's wonderful. Ezekiel obeyed and prophesied. And suddenly, everything starts to move. Pile of dead bones. Suddenly it's rattling. It's moving. And we also experienced this in the city yesterday afternoon, how the brothers and sisters opened the mouth and the dead bones moved together. But it needs people who open their mouth. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Like we have read earlier in Acts 10, Peter was needed. It is a mystery. Was such an effort, this whole situation. Angel has to appear to Cornelius, and in this revelation to Peter. Peter has to go there. It seems to be so much effort, but it was because Peter was needed. The Lord needed someone to open his mouth. And it says in Acts 10, verse 44, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. Amen. And Peter didn't give a long sermon. He said a few simple things in a very short way. Who this Christ is. And already the Holy Spirit was poured out. Came down, fell upon all those who heard it. And in Acts 11 verse 15, it also says, and as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, as upon us at the beginning. Amen. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, as upon us at the beginning. Amen. Amen. We really have to start to speak in our environment. Amen. And Ezekiel 37, verse 9, it says, also he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stirred upon their feet. Amen. And they lived, and stirred upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Amen. So Ezekiel had to prophesy to the dead bones and prophesy to the breath. So we don't just have to speak to the people, but we also need to have such a prayer. Lord, make them alive. Breath, come, breathe at these dead bones. Maybe we can read this verse in another German translation. They're reading verse 9 again. Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. Come, O breath, from the four winds, and breathe on these slain. Hallelujah. That they may live. Amen. And the good thing is, this prophesying doesn't come from us. Recently, I really enjoyed a verse. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13. We had it a few times already, but this verse always accompanies us. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. Amen. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. Amen. This prophesying comes out of the spirit of faith. And the word shows us. We should prophesy, and we can prophesy because we have the spirit of faith. Amen. And I want to learn when I am in my environment to let the spirit flow. For example, in John 6:63, it says, John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. Amen. It is the Spirit who gives life. It is the Spirit. We really have to see this. These bones, they are simply dry. Maybe they say we have no interest, but the problem is they are dry and dead. And what they need is life. These dead bones didn't need a long Bible interpretation, no theological, philosophical dissertations. Otherwise they would have become alive already in Bible schools. But it is by the Spirit who makes alive. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. As we have heard, we are ambassadors for Christ. So when we speak, there should be spirit and life coming out. The Lord needs us to let it flow. The Spirit should flow out from us. Amen. And recently I was encouraged to simply take the word. This is Hebrews 4, verse 12. Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Yes, amen. The word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing. Amen. Why should we use anything else to preach if we have a sword that pierces through everything? But we should also leave the word as it is. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Maybe we tend to make the word a bit so it's not sharp anymore. Dull. Okay. We should not make the word of God dull. No, we should just speak the word as it is. Then it will cut. Then it will be sharp. Then it will work something in your friends and colleagues. And I'm very encouraged to practice this, to do it. And it's encouraging that the gospel itself has power. Like we have read many times, the gospel is a power of God for everyone who believes. And in 2 Timothy, no, 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 5. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 5. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. Amen. Yes, not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance. Amen. Hallelujah. It's really wonderful. We have the word and the spirit. we can prophesy. We can really be encouraged to prophesy in our environment we are set in. And we can see how our classmates become alive, how all these dry bones stand up, arise. Like in verse 10, they stood upon their feet an exceedingly great army. Yes, the breath came into them and they lived and stood upon their feet an exceedingly great army. This we want to see in the next time. Amen.